Hello everyone and welcome back to 5 Languages in 5 Minutes. I know it has been more than a minute, but I'm back. And I'm back with new content, new ideas. And you know, before I get into it, I just want to thank each and every one of you who took your time to listen to the different episodes in 2019. For that, I'm very grateful and I thank you. I appreciate it a lot because making this content is not easy. I'm very nervous many times because English is my native tongue. So sometimes I'm wondering, oh, maybe my pronunciation is a little off and stuff, but you guys have stuck with me throughout all of 2019, and I just want to say thank you. You are the biggest motivators for me at this point because I see this podcast as a way to share my knowledge as well as to gain feedback, and you guys have been really, really good where that is concerned. For 2020, I hope that you'll continue to listen to the podcast, like, as well as share and comment. Very important, like, share and comment. You know, share to anyone you know, anyone you meet. The more persons, the better. You know, I believe that knowledge should be, you know, spread right across the board, you know. We should share the knowledge we know so that we can not only better ourselves but others around us. So if you know someone who is interested in learning languages, feel free to share the podcast. Feel free to refer them to the Instagram page, 5 Languages in 5 Minutes. You know, I know I have not been very consistent over there, but if you go over there now, you will see some new content. And I want to continue to upload content for the different languages every day. So look out for content every day. And you can also message me to tell me what content you'd like to see. That would be very helpful as well. So it's 2020, guys. We're here. And of course, our language goals remain at the forefront of our minds. So we want to be fluent, and we know that being fluent is not going to be an overnight thing because, of course, Rome was not built in a day. So, with that being said, we're going to kick things off with learning how to say Happy New Year in Turkish, French, Chinese, Spanish, and Russian. So the first one is the Chinese. 新年快乐. Let me say it again. 新年快乐. And what if you want to say Happy New Year, good luck? So 新年快乐,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你好,祝你 good luck. That is good luck. So I'm going to say the two phrases together. 圣年快乐,祝你好运啊。 Okay. Now for the Russian. I'm going to say Happy New Year. Best wishes. Sinovim kondom. Sinovim kodom. Shovana lusheva. Shovana lusheva. So, Happy New Year. Best wishes. So, let me go again with the Russian. Sunovim kondom. Shovanai Lutsheva. All the best. Shovanai Lutsheva. All the best. Spanish. Happy New Year. This one is easy. Feliz Año Nuevo. Feliz Año Nuevo. So as you get the pronunciation, guys, you can pick up speed, pick up your speed. You know, you can start saying it faster. Turkish, mutlu yıllar, mutlu yıllar, happy new year. French, bon année, happy new year, bon année. So let's review one more time.
圣诞快乐，祝你好，Yunana.
Russian,
新年快乐，广东，祝福你，Luchava.
Happy New Year, all the best. Feliz año
nuevo,
happy New Year. Turkish, mutlu yıllar. French, bon année. That's it for today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed, and I hope that you will continue to practice and share 5 languages in 5 minutes with your friends, family, and coworkers. Thank you for listening. See you. Bye.